mikzach, that the shomer has to swear, and he's an any yedei, he does not know how to swear, then Rav Nachman agrees that it's chayiv. So that's what we'll see the case. Hochi nami here also now Mishnah, we're talking about kegoin sheyeis esek shvua b'neim, that there is a shvua between the two of them. Therefore, since he has to swear, and he says any yedeya, so he can't swear, that's the klal of mitoch shen yoch ali shova mishalim. Whenever you have to swear, but you can't swear, halacha is mishalim. Like we'll soon see. Gemara says, heichi domi esek shvua. What's the case of an esek shvua? So Gemara answers, kid rova, like rova. The yama rova says, mo no li biyodcha. If Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, Shimon, listen, you owe me $100. Shimon answers back and says, "Ain l'cho biyodi el chamishim." You know, I only owe you 50. That much for sure. I still owe you $50. That much I agree. So Shimon is a moedav miksas. He agrees that he owes him $50. We hashar the other $50. Any yodaya? Shimon says he's not sure. He does not know if he paid it back or not. He doesn't know if he owes it to you or not. So in such a case, what's the l'cho? Mitoyes sheni yochli shova mishalein. Since the Shimon has to swear, Shimon is a moed of a mixas. Like if Shimon would have said, listen, I only owe you 50. The other 50 I never took or I paid you back, so he's a moed of a mixas. Not that he agrees to 50, the locher is midiraisa, he has to swear on the other 50. Now here that he says, any of your day he does not know, so therefore he can't swear. So the new klal, that mitoyach shen yochel ishova, since you can't swear, the locher is mishalim, you'll have to pay. So this is the pshat, how Rav Nachman will learn pshat in our Mishnah. That's why the Mishnah says, the shomer is chayiv. So Mar says, now clearly, what's the case we're talking about? Mar says, Mishkakas lo reisha the base. The reisha is talking about two paras. The sefer the gimel, and the sefer summer we gave over three paras. What's the case? Reisha the base, the reisha summer gave over two cows, the yomalei, that the owner says to the shomer like this, base paras masati l'cho. I gave you over two cows to watch. The first case of the Mishnah. The owner says, listen, I gave you the shomer my two cows. And half of the day, you're a shoyl, you're borrowing it. And half of the day, you're renting it. Or else the case was, where one day you took both of them, you borrowed them, you're a shomer shoyl on them. And the second day you took it, that you rented it. And both of the animals died. So the owner says, Be'idun Shiloh. The owner says, listen, both of these two animals I know died at the time and the day when you were a shoyl, when you borrowed it from me. Therefore, the locher is a shoyl is chayiv anointin, so you have to pay me back the money for both the cows. The yomalei shoyl, now the shomer, the one that borrowed these two cows, says back like this. Chodo in Be'idun Shiloh Mesa. One he admits, that died when he was a shoyl. He took two cows, so he admits that one of them died at the time when he was a shoyl. So right away he's a moed b'miksas. He agrees that I have to pay you back the value of one of the cows. V'iduch, the second cow that he took, he says, lo yodano, I do not know, I'm an eni yodeya. Ibidon shilomesa, did it die at the time when I was a shoyl, or the day that I was a shoyl? Or ibidon tchiras mesa, or did it die the time or the day that I was a seicher? So in such a case, since the shomer is a moed b'miksas, he agrees that for one cow he's chayiv. And the second cow that he has to swear on now like a regular moed b'miksas, he's an eni yodei, he does not know what happened. So the klal is, d'mitoyach sheinu yochel lishova mishalim. Since the shomer has to swear, and he can't swear, because he himself says eni yodei, so since he himself admits he does not know, here's the case where he has to pay. So it's not a kashan Rav Nachman, even though a regular case of Bori Vishema. Rav Nachman holds, Lav Bori Yodif, you cannot be Moitzi Mammon, just with a tiny Bori, since you don't have Edim. To be Moitzi Mammon, you have to have Edim. But here in our Mishnah, the reason why the Shel is Chayiv, because it's Chayiv is Shvua. And the Lach of a Shvua is that either swear or else pay. So here that you cannot swear, that's the Lach you have to pay. The Sefer, what's the case of the Sefer? The Gimel, where the owner gave over three poros. The Amalei, the Bailam says like this, Gimel Poros Nasati L'cho, I gave you over three poros to watch. Beis B'shila, two of them I gave over to you, that Bizman, or to be a shoyl, that you're borrowing them. The Achas Tzchirus, and one of them I'm renting to you, one is a Yoros Seicher on it. So one of them you'll be potter if it dies. Now Umeisa Hani Tati Dishila. The Maisa, only two cows dies. One of them he returns. Now the two that died, so the owner says, you know what? The two that died were the two that you are a shail on. And therefore you chayiv to pay me for both of them. For your Malay shail, the shail says back, in Chodo Dishila Maisa, I agree that Lamaisa, one of them was a shoyol. One of them died when I was a shoyol. Therefore, I admit that I have to pay back for one. But either of the second cow that died, lo yadana, I do not know, either shila meisa, was it the, really the one that I borrowed, that one died. Therefore, the kaima, the skirisi, the one, the third one that's alive right now, that's the one that I rented. So that one you take back. On the other two, I have to pay you, because I was a shoyol on them, and a shoyol is chayav anointin. Or maybe what happened was, the schiris meisa, no, maybe the second cow that died was the cow that I rented. For hodi kaima, I did the third cow that's still alive right now, that's the shilahi, that's the one I borrowed from you. So really the shomer is a suffix, whether he has to pay only one cow, or for two cows. Like one cow he admits died when he was a shoyol. The second cow that died, he does not know, he has a suffix, whether it died when he was a shoyol, whether the one that he borrowed died, or did the one that he rented died. So again, since he's a moizah b'miksas, the klal is, since l'maisi can't swear, because he doesn't know about the second half, he's a moizah b'miksas. The owner says, both of them died with the ones that you borrowed from me. So you have to pay me back for both of them. You say back, one I admit, the second one I do not know. That the klal of mitoyach and yochel ishova is mishal. Now the Gemara says, Olero mi bar choma, the Yoma that says, Dalet shemrim srichim kaporo kefiro, b'miktas, v'hoido b'miktas. Rami Vachoma says, before we had a Bava Kamo and the Gemara before Napei, that he owes all the Dalet shemrim, that he only has to swear if they're a moid of b'miktas. He doesn't know the ear of Pashas Ksivkan. He says, even though the Pasuk talks about kihu zeh, moid of b'miktas, it's in the middle of the Pasha of shemrim, and therefore he says the shomer is always only chayiv when he's a moed b'miksas. Says so, according to Rami Vachoma, mishkachas lo reisha b'gimel v'seifa v'dalet. You have to add another por into the case in order to say that the shomer is chayiv because of the svara of mitoch shen yochel ishova mishalim. What's the case? Reisha b'gimel. The reisha is where the owner gave over three cows to the shomer. The omalei, that the owner said like this, gimel poros nasati l'cho. I gave you over three cows. Palka the Yoma Bishila, or Palka the Yoma the Schiris. This was the first case in the Mishnah. That half of the day you borrowed them, and the second half of the day you rented them. Now, and then they died. So the Shiloh, when did they die? In the morning or the afternoon? In Amirot, the second case is, Chad Yoma Bishila, one day you borrowed these three cows, the Chad Yoma the Schiris. And the second day you rented these three cows. And now we do not know which day they died. Nachumina is, if you're a shoyel, you're chayiv. If you're a seicha, you're potter. Or meisel gimel. Now all three cows died. Meisel gimel kula b'yidin shilo. That's what the owner of the Bailam says. The Bailam says, I know for sure that all these three cows died in the morning, or they died the day that you borrowed them. Therefore you have to pay me back for the three cows. Now the shomer answers back and says, one is not true, like one I never took from you. I never took three cows. Or else one for sure did not die when I was a shoyol. One, whatever he says, or else one I know for sure did not die when it was a shoyol. So he's a kaifer in one. And one he